Hi there. So, in the previous recording, in the previous conversation on navigating the sales of the AI solutions with the decision makers, we discussed about how these conversations go, what kind of a conversation, I mean, what kind of questions CFOs can ask, and how the seller would articulate and respond so that it not only helps to make the sales motion move towards right, but also helps a lot of material and data points and metrics for the CFOs to make a decision or relay those information and put it in front of the board of directors to approve funding. Now, many of you must have wondered how exactly those KPIs has been understood. If you have seen in the previous videos, seller did mention a few of the examples about reducing the cost to 30% efficiencies, reduction in the security incidents by 50%, or those things. Now, the question is how exactly a seller was so confident and provided those information in such a proficient way. And this is something which we can dig deeper on. What are some of the ways you, as a seller, can do some kind of research before meeting these executives? So, in the same article which I have provided previously as well, you can go to my LinkedIn profile and then try to and find this particular article. I'll also provide the link below for a detailed self-paced reading. So one of the actionable item is go through some of the research. Now, how exactly, what kind of research you have to make? From the organization-wise, you can try to see that the people whom you are meeting, what's their thought processes, if they are on different social medias, what kind of things, what kind of stuff they are posting, what if they are ardent article writers, what technologies they are working on, what their concern is, what they prioritize in terms of achieving a certain goal. So in AI, how the efficiencies work, what would be one of some of the pros and cons of AIs. So those are some of the things. If some executives provide some thoughts, you can try to go through and research and find some data points about their interest and their concern. The other part is some of their annual reports or press releases or some of these strategic documents. If they are in public domain, they can you can leverage as well. Now, even if they are not in a public domain and they can share with your organization to develop a strategy, you can reach out and get that document procured as well. Now, how you get these documents? So there are certain levels in terms of before getting into these documents and understanding what are the strategy looks like, you have to talk to a lot of people within the organization and outside the organization. So, for example, if I say that if I take an example, I'm from Microsoft, then I will try to reach out to my accounts team and understand who are the people who are actively involved with the customer. How much experience they already have working with them, what's their insights and perspective, and what are the things which they have to really, I have to be mindful to know while I'm researching these things. So very important, reach out to the people. From the customer side, if we have a good relations, like for example, if your other Microsoft colleagues have a good relationship with the customers, reach out to them, understand their concerns, what's going good, what's not, what they are really wishing for. So these information can really help you to create a strategy and specifically the talking track. So when we talk about the KPIs, as we did in earlier example, you would be much more clear about KPIs. And not only that, you will ask them, are these KPIs, which I got it, are the one which you really aim for? And based on that, you can provide much more focused and specific answers rather than giving a generic answers which may not resonate with the executive. The other ones would be when you understand those KPIs, try to correlate with with their visions and what Microsoft Copilot for security, which we have taken an example, would provide value. So try to connect those. And those things require some kind of research work. Understand what value that product or those solutions can bring to the customer. Always remember that no matter how great the product is, articulating the product value to the customer, which the customer values the most, is most important. So it doesn't matter how good is your product, it has to be perceived valuable by the other party. So that being said, once you have done a research, try to develop the cost benefit analysis, which means that create some models or scenarios which demonstrate the financial impact to the organizations. As we discussed in the previous ones, previous recording and video as well, when we talk about these numbers and efficiencies in percentage, this came because we got a lot of models. We see what exactly the current status of the security operations center of the company is. And based on that, we try to evaluate that if they implement Microsoft Copilot for security, what would be the projected benefit, both in terms of efficiency and effectiveness for the organization. The third one is the cross-departmental benefit. And this is something very important. And many times people forget to mention or discuss about it. When the budget is really tight, maybe depends on the organization, they have already invested elsewhere. We have to come with the intent and spirit of shared accountability and responsibility, which means that Microsoft Copilot for security is not only for IT, but it's also for other departments which can get benefit out of it. And this is somewhere, again, we have to articulate those unmet and unarticulated needs of these different departments. And how you can do that? You can work with a customer to understand what their KPIs are, interview them, reach out, have those conversations, and then try to create a plan wherein how the Microsoft Copilot for security can be valuable not only for the IT, but for other departments like maybe HR, finance, operations, so on and so forth. The fourth one is to collaborate with the decision-making process. Now, this is very important as well. Like while you're working on these different departments as well, you have to create a roadmap and some projections, some immediate gains, some projected gains. You can showcase that when we implement that. Okay, so one thing I would like to mention here is when you try to discuss these gains, always think how exactly they are doing at this moment, what are the pain areas, and try to make sure that you can alleviate some kind of problems from those pain areas and turn them into the opportunities. So, and how you can do that, again, active listening, understanding the customer's perspective. So I think majority of the time should go with listening and understanding and asking right questions before providing solutions. Sometimes, I know, there are people who try to jump the gun and try to provide solutions, which obviously comes with our inherent cognitive biases about when we become expert. But that's where we have to, what we say, tame our advice monster. So that being said, in these collective decision makings, you can organize workshops where you can bring those key stakeholders and have those conversations that these are some of the solutions which can be valuable. Do you think these they are valuable for you or not? This is how we have compiled some of these solutions, like we mentioned in security incident response or security incident cases, how those repetitive tasks can be eased out and delegated to AI through Microsoft Copilot for security, and reduces the churn and the burn from the employees. So, and those are some of the things which you can do in the decision making. Again, the dialogue, it should be open dialogue and data-driven. Businesses require some measured growth. So while we can say some projections, we have to showcase some of the data, why we think this projection makes sense. And this is, again, going back, and you can see this is all circle. Going back again, how you can get the data, you have to reach out to the people. How you reach out to the people is you have to research who are the key decision makers, what exactly they think about the organization, and what exactly the organization's culture is all about, and then try to kind of work with that perspective. And once you are armed with this data and then try to talk to the CFO in this example, you see how that seller responded, how the response should be there. There are different responses in the article. I have provided some response, and I try to kind of make it more elaborated response. That's why based on few of my connections requests, I'm recording this video as well. So this basically gives how the research work happens even before reaching out to the executives and pitching your solution. I hope you like both parts of these videos. As I mentioned, please provide your perspective feedbacks on your comment. You can reshare it. I specifically designed it for LinkedIn users. So I hope you appreciate the hard work. And yeah, see you soon. Have a great one. Bye.